Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I am Stephanie.
And in today's program, we're going to be talking about a mammal that lives in the ocean. In fact, it's the largest animal or the largest mammal that has ever lived, the blue whale. Do you know what the blue whale is, Stephanie?
Not in particular. I know about big whales just because I've been to SeaWorld for people to go see sea animals. No, but I've never, ever actually gone out on the ocean and seen a real whale. Have you?
No, I haven't. Again, I've seen them in aquariums before.
Yeah.
I think the first time I saw a whale, it was a beluga whale, those white whales. And I saw that at the aquarium in Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah, I've seen a killer whale.
Yeah, I think they have those in aquariums
yeah.
as well. But the blue whale is very special because it's endangered and it's very big. So let's find out all about the blue whale in today's lesson. Let's read, listen, and then we'll talk about it. You may not be able to speak whale like Dory in Finding Nemo, but that doesn't mean you can't learn more about these fabulous creatures of the deep. The largest of all whale species, in fact the largest animal that has ever existed, is none other than the magnificent blue whale, a mysterious and elegant giant. Blue whales can grow to be 30 meters long, weigh 200 tons, and live for 80 to 90 years. Not only are they found in all the world's oceans, but they are also known for migrating great distances from polar waters to the tropics. To communicate across these distances, blue whales call to one another with some of the loudest voices in the animal kingdom. Their calls can be louder than a jet engine and carry as far as 1,600 kilometers through the water. Surprisingly, these enormous creatures live on a diet of krill and plankton that they filter through the baleen in their mouths. Baleen resembles giant brush bristles and is made of the same flexible material as fingernails. Blue whales eat 4 tons of krill a day. That's the weight of an adult elephant. These creatures were nearly hunted to extinction in the 20th century for whale oil. Although commercial whaling was banned in 1986, the blue whale is still considered an endangered species, with only 10,000 to 25,000 still left in the wild. Their young are prey for both killer whales and sharks, and adults are sometimes involved in deadly collisions with large ships. Even worse, Japan has decided to resume commercial whaling in July of this year. It is another potential blow to the long-term survival of these gentle giants of the seven seas.
Okay, guys, we're going to talk about the world's largest animal, one I haven't seen with my own eyes myself, but I have noticed, Tom, the last couple of months, you know, I'm on Twitter and Instagram. People have been posting more short videos about whales. There were these two guys that were on paddle boats and just minding their own business. And all of a sudden, this huge whale jumps out of the water and flips, is like doing tricks in front of them. And you can hear them screaming on the video. They were fine. The boys didn't get hurt. But it was sure fun and exciting to see that whale up close and personal. I think I'd be terrified if I had that happen to me. I would welcome a dolphin to do some tricks in front of me, but not that huge whale. Whales are huge.
Yeah, supposedly you can go whale watching here in Taiwan.
Yeah.
But I think mostly you see dolphins when you do that. Dolphins and whales are considered cetaceans, so they get away with saying it's whale watching, even though it's dolphins.
Oh, really?
But still, it's pretty cool. Dolphins are, you know, cute little devils, and they fly through the air, and you can hear them breathing and stuff like that. But we're talking about whales, the ones that are much bigger, especially the blue whale. That's a species of whale, among other species like the killer whale, the humpback whale, the beluga, etc., as we mentioned earlier. So here's the first paragraph. It says, you may not be able to speak whale like Dory in Finding Nemo, but that doesn't mean you can't learn more about these fabulous creatures of the deep. There's a scene where Dory, which I think is a blue tang, I think, in that movie, is trying to talk to a whale. And, of course, they have those kind of long, low-pitched moans that they use to communicate. And so you might not be able to speak that language, but still, you could learn more about these fabulous creatures of the deep. So here, of course, we've got the word fabulous, which means really great, really wonderful, extraordinary, fantastic, superb, out of sight. There are lots of words to describe something that's hanbang.
Yeah. You'll often hear, especially Americans, just say, oh, that's fab. Oh, that's fab. Which is just short for fabulous. So if you hang around a lot of young people, you're going to pick up a lot of slang, of course. And one of the things young people like to do in particular is just shorten words all the time. So you're going to have to be quick to pick up what they're saying when they shorten these words. But yeah, fabulous is a great word. Just amazing, fabulous, stupendous. You can't believe it. But they are pretty fabulous creatures. Now, Tom mentioned this. It's the largest of all whale species. We use that word species as a category of animal. And this one is the largest of all of the whale species. In fact, the largest animal that has ever existed on this earth. Maybe not bigger than a dinosaur. I don't know. We'd have to have a competition. Well, it's none other than. When you see that phrase, none other than, it just means it's exactly what is coming, you know, in the next little while in your sentence. So none other than the magnificent blue whale. It's nothing except that. It is the very largest animal that's ever existed. It's a mysterious and elegant giant. You know what mysterious means? If you're elegant, we often use this word to talk about people who move in a very graceful way and they look really classy. For example, dancers are often described as being elegant. If a guy is elegant, it's probably because he dresses very nicely. He has great manners. He's just really kind of charming, kind of smooth. Well, this particular whale is mysterious, but also elegant.
Very much so. Very elegant. And back to that pattern here, none other. I just wanted to give you another example here. We could say the best food in Taiwan is none other than chou tofu. Okay, that's probably, you know, a matter of opinion. You know, some people might disagree with that.
I do.
That's just an example sentence. Or the tallest mountain in the world is none other than Mount Everest. Okay, so there you go. This is the largest animal that has ever never existed. None other than the blue whale. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says blue whales can grow to be 30 meters long, weigh 200 tons, and can live for 80 to 90 years.
Wow.
Now, that's not as long as a turtle, but still, for an animal or a mammal that big,
I know,
that is a long time. That's about as long as a human lives.
Well, I'm thinking perhaps it's because that whale gets a lot of exercise, you guys. You know, 80 to 90 years, he exercises every day.
And it doesn't eat processed food.
No, he's not at fast food places, you know, downing those McDonald's hamburgers and fries. So I can see how this would happen. Yeah, he is rather large, and very big people usually don't live as long as people who are smaller. But, wow, 80 to 90 years, that's fun. This would be a good pet, perhaps, if you had a big aquarium that you could hold him in. But we don't want to put our whales in aquariums. Let them be free. So here in our next sentence, we have a pattern we're pointing out to you. Not only are they found in all the world's oceans, but they are also known for migrating great distances from polar waters to the tropics. Not only, but also is probably Taiwan's number one favorite grammar sentence, a structure that you can use in English. But I have to tell people here in Taiwan, every time I see it, I say, please don't overuse this. You guys love this structure because I think it's pretty easy to use. I think most everybody uses it correctly in Taiwan, but you use it too much. If you're using it more than once in a paper, that's too much. Please don't overuse this. I actually don't use it at all in my writing. Because I see it all the time in Taiwan. But not only, and then you mention something here in the first part of the sentence, but you want to add something else in the second part. You just have to put, but also. So not only are they found in all the world's oceans, they're in every ocean that we have, but they're also known for migrating. If you migrate, guys, you go from one place to another, usually because of a change in the temperature or a season. For example, you might have a butterfly that really likes warm temperatures, but once it gets cold, they probably want to fly south so they're more comfortable. Where are these guys migrating to, Tom?
Well, they're migrating to the tropics from polar waters.
Ah.
Okay, or you could flip that around. They migrate from polar waters to the tropics. Mm. Polar here just means having to do with the top of the earth and the bottom of the earth. It could be the Arctic region of the world or the Antarctic region. So they come from those cold places and they go to the tropics. And the tropics, of course, refers to the area of the earth that is south of the Tropic of Cancer and north of the Tropic of Capricorn, which would be like Indonesia, Brazil, Africa, the Congo, or whatever. Those are areas in the tropics. And to communicate across these distances, blue whales call to each other or one another with some of the loudest voices in the animal kingdom. So, yes, indeed, they aren't just silent giants in the ocean there. They actually communicate with each other using sound. They call to one another, hey, you, where are you going? Where's the krill? I'm hungry. Don't hog all the krill. I want to have some, too, there. Who knows? I guess you'd have to ask oceanographers or people who study, marine biology?
Yeah,
I guess.
Marine biologists.
You could ask them how exactly they communicate, how they send messages. I've heard of whale songs of the humpback whales.
Yeah.
But that's a fascinating subject that we'll get to in just a couple of seconds here. But let's take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的主题是蓝鲸 The Blue Whale. 首先来看到在第一个空格，它中间有一个呢插入句提到 In fact, the largest animal that has ever blank one. 可谓啊，蓝鲸是现在现存最大的动物了。所以我们讲到现存最大的动物就可以说 The largest animal that has ever existed. 在这里搭配前后文意，第一题的标准答案就选择 be existed。第二个空格提到呢，蓝鲸不仅可见于世界上所有的海洋当中，后半句提到 But they are also blank too, migrating great distances. 他们还以怎么样，然后可以迁徙很远的区域跟距离。我们知道这样子的事情是为人所周知，我们的形容方式就可以说 be known for, for 后面加原因跟理由，所以蓝鲸为人所知的也是他们可以迁徙很远的距离，所以第二题的标准答案就选择 K, known for。第三个空格提到蓝鲸为了能够在远距当中能够彼此沟通，Blue whales call to one another with some of the loudest voices in the animal blank three. 他们的呼叫的声音啊，之响亮，可以说是动物什么当中最响亮的声音了。我们常讲的是动物王国。第三个空格就可以选择 I 选项。Kingdom, the animal kingdom 指的就是动物王国的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're in our animal unit today. we're talking about the blue whale, which is really the largest animal in the world. He just happens, or she happens to live in the ocean. And this particular whale species is found in all the oceans around the world. There are several oceans. We were talking before about how big they are, how long they live, and also that they like to migrate from cold water to warmer water and back through their lifetimes. And they also are able to communicate, which is kind of fun.I've seen several animal programs on TV where they talk about animals talking to each other or their animal calls. Well, this particular animal has a call as well. They just happen to do it under the water. Their calls are really loud. Here, our writer says their calls can be louder than a jet engine. That's really loud. If you've ever taken off, from a jet, once you're on that...
Runway,
thank you. Mm-hmm. You can see the guys or the women who are out there trying to direct the planes wearing headphones to protect their hearing. Those jet engines are so loud. Well, their calls, we're talking about the whales, of course, are very loud and can carry as far as 1,600 kilometers or kilometers through the water. This word kilometer, you can pronounce it two ways. Kilometer is used more often if you're in a British English area of the world, if you're in an American area of the world where you learn American English, we tend to say kilometer, but they're both correct.
That's a long distance under the water or through the water, so they can send messages to each other without going online and sending messages through the internet and stuff like that.
They don't have access to the internet underneath the water right now.
Right, and they don't need to study for their ham radio license either. But here in the next paragraph it says, surprisingly, these enormous creatures live on a diet of krill and plankton that they filter through the baleen in their mouths. Okay, plankton are various living things in the ocean. They're very small. They come in different forms. It's actually quite fascinating how many different kinds of plankton there are. But they filter them through the baleen in their mouths to get the water out and then to keep the krill, and they swallow that. You'll only see the word krill when we talk about the diet of whales or perhaps dolphins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And baleen, what the heck is that? Well, that's only in a whale, and it resembles giant brush bristles and is made of the same flexible material as fingernails. So your fingernails have a material that is also used to make baleen, and it looks like giant brush bristles. If you've seen pictures of that, that's how they filter the water to keep the krill, and so they can swallow it. And when something's flexible, that means it can move easily. Your schedule could be flexible. Hey, do you have free time next week to do a job for us? Oh, no problem. My schedule is very flexible. I can change other things so I can take your job. And then we've also got the word resemble. That just means it kind of looks like something.
And a bristle, guys, we all have brushes, but think of your toothbrush. Those little parts that are actually brushing your teeth, those are all called bristles. And sometimes they get old. That's when we go and we buy a new toothbrush and replace it. Well, they have kind of like a giant toothbrush in their mouths. It looks like a brush, and that's what they filter the plankton, which you will often see this word. As Tom said, when you're talking about whales in particular, they eat a lot of plankton. It goes through that baleen or what looks like a huge giant toothbrush in their mouths. So it's kind of a cool way to eat. I would expect an animal that is that big to actually just kind of swallow really, you know, quite large fish into his mouth. But he doesn't. He tends to eat tiny, tiny, tiny little things like tiny shrimp and then plankton, which is so small it's hard to distinguish anything. If you see plankton, you just see what looks like little organisms.
Indeed. It's kind of like shami, you know, little tiny shrimp, you know. And so they use the baleen to eat that. And blue whales eat 4 tons of krill a day. That's
wow.
A lot. That's the weight of an adult elephant. I hope they can find it there.
Wow.
But they managed to find all that krill in a day. That's their diet, and that's how they survive. Now, moving on here to the next paragraph, it says, these creatures were nearly hunted to extinction in the 20th century for whale oil.
Oh.
Whales produce a kind of oil that has many uses. I've heard of it being used in lamps to light fires and things
like
that, or to to provide light. I'm sure there are other uses for it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're saying they were hunted to extinction, or almost hunted to extinction, which means they kept hunting them, they kept shooting them until they were almost gone forever. Hunt to extinction. That phrase or that pattern could be used in other places like, police beat the suspect to death or something like that. You can use it in a similar way. So they, killed them almost, so they had to have some conservation efforts to save the whale.
So although commercial whaling was banned back in 1986, the blue whale is still considered an endangered species with only 10,000 to 25,000 of these beautiful animals still left in the wild. Now, if it's commercial, it just means it's something that is made or intended to get a profit from it. So commercial whaling would be people going out and hunting whales to make money off the whale that they get or they catch. So this was banned back in 1986. That was a long time ago. But because it's probably hard for these whales to just be born and continue to grow and exist out there in the ocean. You know, they have to get to a certain size to even defend themselves against other predators. That blue whale's still considered an endangered species. If something's endangered, it's at risk of being hunted or killed into an extinction or no longer being around in this world. If something's extinct, it's gone, guys. It's no longer here on the earth. So if it's endangered, it's the step before being extinct. So we need to protect them and try to make sure that the ones we do have aren't killed.
Indeed. And I think, as a side note here, I think I heard recently that the clouded leopard here in Taiwan was thought to be extinct. But recently somebody saw one running around in Taidong County. So maybe they're still around.
Good for them.
Pretty cool. So in any case, yes, there aren't many blue whales left. So they are endangered. Their young or their kids are prey for both killer whales and sharks. So they are prey for, which means sharks and killer whales attack them and try to eat the kids.
Totally.
And adults are sometimes involved in deadly collisions with large ships. If you're involved in something or involved with something, that means you're a part of that thing. So sometimes they have those large collisions or those deadly collisions with big ships. And, of course, they probably get injured or probably even get killed.
Oh, that's so sad. So even worse, Japan has decided to resume commercial whaling in July of this year. I'm really surprised about that. I thought the Japanese cared more about the wildlife in the sea. So here it says it's another potential blow to the long-term survival of these gentle giants of the seven seas. Potential means something that has the capacity or the ability to develop into something in the future. If you're a potential star, it just means you're not a star currently, but someday you might be famous. So a potential blow. Blow here just means some sort of bad thing that's happened that's hurt someone's chances to do something. A blow could also just refer to being hit by someone. Wow. He really suffered a powerful blow when that man kicked him in the ribs. So a blow, some sort of something that really hurts you. So long-term just means something that will last for a long, long time. It's not short-term, which is the opposite, something that's quite short in length here. It's very long-term that we're worried about the survival of these gentle giants of the seven seas.
Yep, we consider the oceans to have seven seas. Generally, that means the oceans of the world. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Let's hear now from our Chinese teacher again.
第四个空格在这里提到呢，蓝鲸是依靠 a diet of krill and plankton that they blank for through the baleen in their mouths. 那么这样子呢，是由这些虾子以及呢浮游生物，那这些呢，他们是透过怎么样他们的鲸须 baleen 在嘴巴里面的鲸须然后过滤所看到的磷虾跟浮游生物。在 that 后面主词 they 后面要当加一个动词，我们可以选择 C 选项的 filter， 也就是透过鲸须来过滤，然后就以吃这些磷虾以及浮游生物为食。 第四题的标准答案就选择 C, filter. 第五个空格提到 Baleen resembles giant brush bristles and is blank 5 the same flexible material as fingernails. 鲸须呢它就类似巨大的钢印刷子毛然后呢它是由和指甲相同的柔韧材料而怎么样B 动词搭配文意第五题我们可以选择 F 选项的 made of 讲到鲸须的材料呢就跟指甲相同的材料是一样生成的接着第六个空格写到 These creatures were nearly hunted to blank 6 in the 20th century for whale oil 这些蓝鲸呢几乎呢被这样子猎捕到怎么样的地步也就是在二十世纪然后是因为人类想要取它的鲸油在这里我们可以选择 D 选项 extinction 也就是有灭绝的意思它们几乎被猎捕到接近绝种的地步后面的句子提到 Although commercial whaling was blank 7 in 1986 不过好在呢虽然商业的捕鲸在西元1986年被怎么样但是它们还是属于濒临绝种的物种第七个空格可以选择 A 选项 banned 也就是有禁止禁令的意思到了1986年是禁止商业的捕鲸的后面继续提到呢幼鲸是杀人鲸跟鲨鱼的猎物而成年鲸呢在这里提到 Adults are sometimes involved in deadly blank 8 with large ships 这些成年鲸有时候会与大型船只发生致命的什么那么他们如果跟大型的船只碰撞在一起就有可能会丧失自己的生命搭配文意第八题可以选择 H 选项的 collisions 也就是有碰撞相撞的意思 Even worse Japan has decided to blank 9 commercial whaling 那么更糟糕的是呢日本决定怎么样在今年的七月呢然后商业的捕鲸刚刚前面提到禁止所以现在要重新开始恢复那么第九题我们就可以选择 G 选项的 resume 也就是有重新开始以及恢复的意思 It is another potential blow to the long-term blank 10 of these gentle giants of the seven seas 这样一来对这七大洋温和巨人长期的什么是一个潜在的打击我们当然希望在长期他们是能够生存下来的搭配文意第十题可以选择 E 选项 survival 也就是有生存的意思 OK 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
OK that brings us to the end of our lesson for today Thank you for listening And please join us again next time For yet another edition of our program From all of us here at English Digest I'm Tom
I'm Stephanie
Goodbye
Bye